Scorpions are here. You, you are a natural beaut. You, you are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Honeys, hello. How are you? Welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to the first ever official mini episode of Natch Butte. Yes, there have been other minis. Yes, every once in a while I'll throw in a little surprise if I have something to say, but guess what? We are regimented now, honey, okay? We are now going to be doing two eps a week right there on your main feed. We're going to have the main show on Thursday where I have a guest and we talk for an hour plus. And now the minis. And the minis are coming out on Mondays to start you off right every week. And you don't know what we're going to have with the minis. Sometimes I'm going to have a guest. Sometimes it'll be an interview. Sometimes maybe Edwin will come in and talk makeup. Maybe Lauren Adams and I are going to do live call-in shows through Instagram Live. Or, like today, it's going to be me yapping my gums solo. And there's going to be all kinds of fun topics. We have lots of fun ideas. My producer, Rebecca, and I came up with some funny stuff. We're going to do reviews. We're going to go do some fun treatments and review. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. So, but today being the first one, we're going to do a good old-fashioned Q&A because, you know, that's the lazy thing to do. And y'all provided me with such great content. Plus, there really hasn't been a super interactive segment in Natch Butte in a long time where I do answer y'all's questions directly. So guess what? That's what we're going to be doing. And first, I just want to say thank you for listening to Natch Butte. Thank you for supporting Natch Butte. And thanks for going on this journey with me. I also, you know, sometimes at the beginning of episodes, I put like a little disclaimer or a little thing at the top. It's like, hey, I have this going on, I have that going on, etc. Now those are going to be in the minis. So if you want to know what's going on, listen to the minis, babe. And so to start that off, I'm going to say, if you're listening to this when it comes out, that means today is July 15th. On July 18th, I'm going to be returning to the Howard Stern wrap-up show. So if you happen to be a SiriusXM subscriber, you got to tune in and hear that. The wrap-up show, I believe, it depends on where you are, what time it starts. So you need to check your local listings, but it runs on Howard 101. So that's channel 101 on your SiriusXM dial. And that is Thursday, July 18th. So tune in to hear me there. You can also call in live, and I would really flip out if a honey called. It would make me look really good in front of Howard. Not to put any pressure on y'all. It's live, sweetie. Live, okay? So if you feel the pressures of live radio and you want to call in, they tell you the number. I believe it's like 888-STERN-100 or something like that. Don't quote me. They say it on the wrap-up show when they start the show. Call in and ask me a question and make me look good. I would flip out. It would really be great. But no pressure. Okay, so that's all I have coming up. Y'all know I'm on Drunk History on August 6th, on Tuesday. August 6th on Comedy Central. But that's a while away. I will remind you closer to. Okay, let's get to the questions. So yesterday when I decided to ask y'all some questions, all I did was I went on the Natch Butte Instagram, which is at Natch Butte. If you don't follow me, go there because that's where all the info is going to be if I spontaneously pull something like I did today. And I went on there and I just said, hey, send me some questions. It doesn't have to be about beauty. It can be about Natch Butte, the podcast. It can be about Chooch. It can be about life. It can be about my butthole, whatever. And y'all came through. I mean, I haven't counted them, but there's a lot of questions here. So we're going to get through as many as we can. The next mini will be maybe a follow-up with more. Plus, I'm going to go through my summer makeup bag and tell y'all everything I'm using right now, what I would repurchase, what I wouldn't. And that's an exciting segment that I'm excited about. I'm excited. Are you excited that I'm excited? Are you excited? Okay, let's start with the first question. The first question is, how natch do we need to be? Are we just being greenwashed? Where's the data? Now listen, I'm going to say, you know what? Most likely, yes, we are. And a lot of people, because they hear the word Natch Butte, they think that I'm all about the natural, which I love, but I'm not, if we're being honest. I would say I'm about half and half. And there's no rhyme or reason to that. It's essentially just products I'm drawn to and products I like, and then the ethics of the company. It doesn't necessarily mean I only use products that are quote unquote natural or green. I don't. But I also am not, I don't know. It's a weird balance. Some chemicals I'm scared of, some I'm not. And to that I say, do your damn best and do your own research and come up with what you want and what you believe in, and forgive yourself if you use a damn Wet n Wild lip gloss that happens to not be natural or whatever. You know what I mean? We're all doing our best. There's chemicals around us in everything. So just do your goddamn best and buy what you fucking want. Okay? That's the short answer to that. So no, you don't need to be a total natribute. Be a natribute where it works for your lifestyle. And I hope that answered that question. Okay, next question. New Jackie got a fancy cut, but favorite hair dye and products on a budge? Okay, yes, I did get a fancy haircut. Yes, I got a fucking fancy haircut. If you follow me on Instagram, at Jackie Michelle Johnson, Michelle with one L, Hanny, yes, okay. I just got a very, very fancy cut and color done at 901 Salon here in LA, which... it would be honestly easier for me to tell you who doesn't get their hair done there, honey, because everybody gets their hair done there. And it was a lucky kind of happenstance that I was given the opportunity to get my hair done there by the two founders of the place, Nikki and Rihanna. They own it, and the fucking founders cut my hair, honey. They, like, literally do every famous hot chick's hair in Hollywood, and they did my hair, okay? New Jackie decided to treat herself. And yes, don't worry, they're coming on Attribute soon. So, all hair questions, they can cover. And I'm not going to sit here and act like a damn hair expert, but I was taking notes the entire time. And I have so many amazing questions to ask them. And I will definitely poll y'all for questions for them as well, because they pretty much are on the pulse of what is happening in terms of the cool, chic, LA cool girl hair movement. What's going on? The color trends, the products, the styling tools, techniques, everything. And I can't wait to tell y'all, but I'm going to save that for their interview. So, long story short, let's see. Favorite products. Okay, favorite hair dye. I have not dyed my own hair in a long time. I did it for a very long time, but now I'm treating myself and having it done. However, I would just go to Sally's and I would buy a color and a developer depending on my needs. My real hair color is dark brown, and I would lift it to a red or a light red. So therefore, I would use a 30 developer, which is very high. Now, the past few years, I've been doing a 20, which is a little less intense because I was trying not to, like, overstrip my hair, which I was doing, which is why my hair, like, literally didn't grow for 5 years. But go into Sally's or your local beauty supply store, and I would say watch YouTubes, do research, go up to somebody who you think has good hair and ask them what they use, you know, because I can't tell you what hair dye to buy. It's going to depend on your color, how much lift you want to get, how permanent you want it to be, et cetera, et cetera. But you definitely should do some research because I love a DIY. Hair products on a budge. Y'all know I'm a bougie ass bitch, so it's hard for me to answer that question. I think somebody else asked me at some point my hair regimen. I'm going to wait and get into it on that question because I have a list of all my products. Great. Okay, next question. How are you doing? I hope you're healing and treating yourself with love. Pink heart emoji. Thank you for that question. That's so nice. If I'm being honest, I'm doing okay. Some days are easier than others. The stages of grief are real, and they're not linear. And there was a while where I thought I was doing real great, and then all of a sudden I'm angry again. I'm sad again. I'm bargaining again. Some days I do all of them. Some days I'm very depressed. Some days I'm very happy. It's a very wild ride I'm on. But in general, I'm doing okay. And I thank you very much for asking and checking in with me. You know, my wedding anniversary is tomorrow. If you're listening to this on July 15th, my 3-year wedding anniversary is July 16th. And just thinking about it makes me very sad. Because, you know, it feels like a failure. The divorce feels like a failure. And take it from me, I did the very best I could given the tools I was given in the moment. And now I'm doing a lot of work on myself, and I'm not going to pick the wrong person again. And that's really exciting. And this was supposed to happen. This is what was supposed to happen. It's horrible and it's been really painful, but I know that it's for the best. And that's beautiful. And I'm really proud of myself for doing the work. Better late than never, you know? I've always been a late bloomer. And this is the journey I'm on. And it's beautiful. So thank you for that question. Okay, next question. How has your journey with therapy going? You know what? I think I might have just answered that. Going exceptionally well. And at first, we focused a lot on my divorce and my relationship with my husband. And now we're not even talking about him much. Now we've gone deeper, honey. We're talking about childhood. We're talking about my parents' divorce. We're talking about my house growing up. We're talking about like things that occurred throughout my life. The themes that have been following me through my entire life. Really interesting stuff. The therapist says I'm extremely insightful. And was shocked when I told her I'd never been to therapy before. And I was like, yes, honey, that's right. I'm insightful. So it's the best. It's going so well. And it's very expensive. But you know what? It's really important to me. And I'm doing it right now. Okay, next question. How's meditation going? If I'm being honest, not good. Okay, you know what? Somebody had to break. Something had to give. And guess what? It was the TM. Transcendental meditation, not going well. I fell out of the practice. I'm going to be honest. I think it's great, but getting into the practice of it is not easy, especially when you live an unpredictable life such as mine. Some days I have to get up at 4 a.m. because I booked something and I have to be on set. Or this day I stayed late. You have to have a very regimented schedule and you have to block out an hour of your day, 30-minute block. And I fell out of the practice. Yesterday I went to a group meditation at the TM Center in Los Feliz, which is where I trained, which is the most popular training facility in the world, is the Los Feliz, which is a neighborhood in LA, Transcendental Meditation Center. And, you know, people are just coming in and out of there with a damn rotating door. And I was one of them. And I went through the training and then I was like, wait a minute, I got to really work on this. So, you know, it's an expensive investment and I'm going to get back into it. But if I'm being honest, meditation is not going that well. I'll keep y'all updated. I'm hoping to get back into it. Okay. Next question. Is it hard maintaining a healthy self-image in LA? Yes, it is. Extremely. Ick-fucking-stremely. I don't know. That's probably true for wherever you live because of social media and Instagram. If you follow any bitch in LA on Instagram, you know. The standards here are getting out of control. There's things about me I never had issues with, and now all of a sudden I hate them because it's hard. So yes, it is hard. You didn't ask me how to help, so I'm not going to get into it. But yes, it's very fucking hard. It's very hard, especially being in your mid-30s, you know, re-entering the LA dating scene. Yeah, honey, it is. Okay, it's extremely hard. So thank you for that question. Okay, what's next? How often do you get facials? How often would you recommend you get one? If I'm being honest, not often, because I'm cheap. And, you know, on a budget right now. I think once a month would be really great. Once every 3 months to 6 months would be great. And if you can't pull that, once a year. Once a year, I think, is great. But if you got the money, honey, get once a month. You're set on that. And I think most estheticians would agree that that's probably a good amount. Okay, next. It sounds corny, but what's your best post-breakup self-care advice? Therapy! Therapy, therapy, therapy! Therapy is self-care. Therapy, therapy, therapy. Talk about the breakup. Talk about what happened. Talk about how you feel. Talk about how you never want to make the same mistakes again. Get to the bottom of it. Recognize red flags as soon as they come up. You know, these are things that you can go to therapy and work on. So that's it, honey. Go to therapy, okay? And I know it's not easy, and this country makes it difficult, but do some research. There's clinics with sliding scales in your city. If you live in LA, there's a bunch of them. There's a lot of apps now. Talkspace is great. Get some therapy. Fuck sheet masks, okay? Fuck bath bombs. You want some post-breakup self-care? Therapy. I hope that answered that question. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next, where do you go for laser hair removal in LA? Fix Laser Center, F-I-X, Fix Laser Center in Glendale. Listen, I'm going to be honest, it is a no-frills place, okay? This is not a bougie spa experience. It's three Armenian ladies, but let me tell you something, they know business and they know body hair, okay? And they throw you down, she goes, take off your pants, and she just watches me drop trowel. I get on that table, I spread my pussy, and she gets in there with that damn laser, and they do very thorough work and a very fair price. And they're very, like I said, I would say the bedside manner, not the best, but they get in there with that laser, in that pussy, in that asshole, in your pit, wherever. And they do a great job. And they always have a Groupon. They always have a discount if you sign up for their email. They've done great work. I mean, that one of the best things I ever did for myself was laser hair removal. If you're a person who doesn't like body hair, I'm telling you, I was just at a 4th of July party. My bikini line, I posted a photo of me in a very high-cut swimsuit. That photo is unedited. I didn't edit out a single bump. I have the most beautiful bikini line in LA, honey, and it's because of Fix Laser Center. And no, they're not paying me. But laser hair removal worked extremely well on me because I have pale skin and dark hair, and that the contrast of the hair and the skin is an ideal candidate. It worked like a fucking gem. They do great work there, so that's where I go. Okay, this person asked me, how do you clean your shower? Interesting question. I use the Method shower cleaner. It's like a spray, and I believe it comes in lots of yummy scents, and you just spray it in there when you're done, and it like keeps the grime off. I have no grime in my shower. The bathtub gets a ring of you know, because I use lots of oils and bath bombs and things. What do? I use Bon Ami, which is like a sort of a natural Ajax or Comet, and a scrub daddy. And I scrub the ring out. And I do that every once in a while. Keeps it fresh. I love a weird question, and I appreciate that. How many times a week do you hang with friends? I'm here for these questions. I think this is interesting. I would say, if you count dates, yes, honey, I would say 3 to 4. Yeah, that's probably accurate. But, you know, I'm in a new stage in my life where I'm going out more and I'm being around people more and whatnot. So 3 to 4, maybe 4 to 5, if I'm being honest. Take that. Okay, next question. How do you stay consistent with a skincare routine when there's so much new stuff to try? That's why I have an entire room of my house full of products, because it's stressful to me to throw in a new product and knowing I'm not going to use it all the way up and it's a thing. Basically, I have a routine and I will throw in a product and try it for a couple weeks and then I'll rotate it out. I'll rotate it in, I'll rotate it out. So I'll maintain a base routine and I will rotate out one product at a time. And that's usually how I do it. And I think I asked Jay Kissa that when she was here, and I think she had the same answer. But if you want to re-listen to the 100th episode of Nash View, Jay Kissa, you could get her opinion as well. And I'll try to remember and ask any other influencers that when they come in here. Okay, next. Hey, Aunt Jackie. Whoa, this is my niece. My niece is 2, so this is not my niece. But this is somebody who considers me their aunt, which I love. Hey, Aunt Jackie, what are your top 5 favorite Lush products? I'm a Lush virgin. You know what? Here's what I'll say. First of all, the bath bombs, duh. Second of all, the Celestial Moisturizer. Third, I love their like lemony fluffer butter cuticle oil. I really love their, they do this one moisturizer lotion that's like their charity lotion. So it rotates out because they give the money, 100% of the proceeds go to a different charity. So I don't know what it is right now, but it's just gooey, yummy, oily. I just spread all over my legs, and everywhere I go, I leave a little slime behind, and that's my vibe of the summer. So that's my other one. I don't know if that was 5. The sleepy lotion is on there. But here's what I'll say. Go into Lush and see what you are drawn to. It's like when Melinda Lee Holmes was talking about crystals. It's like, what crystal do you want? Just go into a crystal shop and poke around and see what you intuitively are drawn to. There are so many things in Lush. You don't know what you're going to need. You don't know what you're going to want. Go in there and just start playing around and see what you like, what you're drawn to, what smells good, what feels good, what fits into your vibe. That's really, and I understand it can be intimidating. There's a lot of stuff in there, and especially depending on the salesperson you get, some are a little more engaging than others, you know? But their corporate culture, they always hire friendly people, and they don't, like, force you to buy anything. They're not, like, very pushy in there. So just go in there and have a good time. That's my advice. Feel it out. What are some healthcare things you do that have a positive impact on your mental health? Therapy, but also my nails and getting my hair done, like going out to a salon or a place of business and getting a professional to do something to you. You don't even know. When I strutted out of that salon after getting my hair done, I was in slow motion. I was a slow motion hot girl walking out of that salon. I was like, honey, this is me now. Same with when I get a fresh, my fresh mani. You know, I'm like, yes, honey, I've taken over the world. My hands are gorgeous and I can do anything. So I think anything where a professional handles you. Oh, honey, the lips, the injections. When I walk out of Lena Metcalf's office with my lips done, I'm like, yes, I'm a new person. So yes, I live in LA and I'm a monster, but that's the truth. Tips for maintaining a genuine and positive social media experience. Okay, here's what I do. I open Instagram and I hit like on the first photo I see. I scroll for maybe 30 seconds and then I fucking close it, you know? I also follow a multitude of accounts. I don't just follow people that look like me. I follow, you know, all types of people, all sizes, all everything. Okay, expand your mind. Don't live in a bubble. Follow some humanitarian accounts. Follow some social causes that you're into. Follow animals. Follow funny memes. Follow things that bring you joy and that open and expand your mind. Not just hot chicks, you know, selling skinny tummy tea. Expand, you know, do what you gotta do. And I think that will probably help. Need some green beauty recs for after sun care, even though we cream the neck. Well, if you burnt up, listen, it happens. Go to the drugstore and buy a tube of aloe vera gel. Cheap, easy, and works great. Put it in the fridge, and when you get back, rub that shit all over, okay? Because aloe vera, don't quote me, but it ain't gonna hurt you, okay? Rub it on your burntness. Rub it on your face. Take a moment. That's the cheapest and easiest thing you can do. And I know they make, like, Kula makes a great after sun lotion that you could check out. So there you go. I hope that answers that question. Okay, let's see. Do you think you'll ever do a live show tour? I would love to. We just need more people to listen to Attribute first. So if you want to see me on a tour near you, let's spread the word about Natch Butte. Get more people listening. Because right now, if I did a world tour, it would be probably five of us in a room. And you know, I don't think any touring management companies are interested in a five-person audience. So yes, I would love to do a tour. And I will do one once Natch Butte hits a new level. So yes, thank you for everybody for listening, by the way. Okay, this question just says, men's routines. You know, everything is gendered. And I love that there are more and more guys out there getting into a routine. If you have a man in your life that's interested in a routine, here's where you start. A face wash, okay? I know so many guys who don't even wash their face, really. Get a face wash. Get one that doesn't have a scent. Get one that isn't florally. Get one that's in a neutral bottle. There's lots of options. Take them to Target. Shop them around. See what is drawn to him. Or check out his vibe, go in the shower, kind of see what the bottles of his stuff look like, get something similar. You know, we got to kind of play to their instincts, right? A basic face wash. Ask him, do you like a foam? Do you like a gel? Kind of get his vibe. Face wash and a moisturizer. And, you know, same rules apply in that regard. Get him one that doesn't have a scent. Get him one that's in a neutral jar. Get him one that looks nice so that he'll be drawn to it and he'll actually use it. So face wash, moisturizer, and a sunscreen for the day. That is the base routine that we should all be doing, no matter what gender you are. That's the base. So get that man on those three things. Now, if he want to get a little wild, you could throw in a toner, you could throw in a serum, you could throw in an eye cream. But that's if you want to get wild. If you don't want to get freaky deaky, start with the basics. And I think any guy could get on board with that. Okay, let's see. Are the ever so slightly tinted at all? Are you ever so slightly... Got it. Are the ever so slightly tinted at all times glasses growing on you? Great question, Alex. Okay. So let me back up everything. So I was wearing my Warby Parkers for about half a year. Loved them. My laurels with the tea rose fade. If I'm being honest, I lost them. I don't know where the fuck they are. And the thing about when you lose glasses is you have to have glasses to find glasses because you're blind, you know, without your glasses. So I don't know where my glasses are. I've looked everywhere in my house. I don't know if maybe I was traveling and I left them in a case. I don't know. But my laurels, my Warby Parkers are missing. Warby, send me some more. Thanks. So when I was in Austin at South by Southwest, I walked up to Zenni Optical. They had a booth. And I said, hey, I love Zenni. And I told them who I was. I, you know, name dropped myself. And they were like, oh, here's a coupon for a free pair of glasses. So I tried on a pair I liked. They're really cute. They're clear. They're round. I went home. I went on the website. And I found them based on the searching. I searched clear and round and I found them. And I bought them with this coupon, right? And because it was free, it was basically like you could get any pair of glasses no matter the cost. And Zenni is like really good in the way of like, are you on a real budget? Great. But you can also do a lot of add-ons. You're like, okay, do I want to put a coating on my glasses so that they don't get scratched? Do I want to turn them into transitional lenses? Do I want to put like blue blockers on them? All these, you can do all kinds of things, you know, different levels and price points. And because I'm a cheap ass bitch, okay? And they catered to my cheapness because they were like, free. I'm like, I'm gonna get the most expensive fucking lenses that they have. Of course, wouldn't you do that if you were told you could have free glasses? So I picked the most expensive lenses. They were like, do you want to block blue light? I said, of course, I can wear these at night when I'm, you know, looking at my computer or whatever. I got them. Somewhere in the choices, I clicked that I want them to have a tint on them. And I guess it's a transitional tint, but it doesn't matter. Even in the darkest room, there is still a tint on them, like a gray wash. I hate them. I love the frames, but I fucking hate them. The gray does not serve my skin tone. I feel like I look like Ozzy Osbourne, you know, or a John Lennon moment, but not in a chic way. I don't like it, if I'm being honest. I don't like the transitional lenses, and I'm not gotten used to them, but right now, these are my only glasses because I fucking can't find my Warbys. And my other Zennies are pink and they leave a zit on my nose. So I'm not trying to have zits. So this is where I'm at right now. Am I blind or do I have zits? This is where I'm at. Or am I have fucking Ozzy Osbourne gray lenses? Those are my three options that have presented themselves to me at this stage in my life. So no, the answer is no. I have not gotten used to them. And I hate it. I need to find my Warbys or I need to just buy more, okay? Okay, we're almost to the end already and there's so many more questions. Next question just says, composting. You know, vegans try to out-vegan each other. And I'm going to be honest, I do not compost at this stage of my life. Would I like to get to that point? Of course I would. Of course I would. But right now in this transitional time period, composting is not on my list of priorities. So if I start composting, y'all will be the first people I tell. So get excited about that. But no, currently I'm not composting. And if I do, I'll let you know. Do you ever have self-doubt? And if so, how do you push through it? Of course I do. And I do all the time. I would argue I probably do more than I don't. But you know what? Therapy, number one. Therapy's helping. Number two, I read this book called You Are a Badass, Jen Sincero, which Jess Rona recommended to me. And it's an amazing book that's really was wonderful, especially during like my divorce and things. So try reading that book. She also just talks about all these little things you can do to help psych yourself up in life. I'm not doing all of them, but one of them is a soundtrack. And this is something that I never did before. I never used to have music playing the music I wanted playing. I never had the media that I wanted playing in my house, you know. Now, honey, I have a Kooky Divorce Lady playlist on my Spotify, and I say, Alexa, play my Kooky Divorce Lady, you know, mix, and she puts it on. Music fucking changes your energy. It changes the mood and the vibe. If you're trying to psych yourself up for a meeting, a date, you know, an orgy, whatever you're on your way to that you need to be pumped up for, put on music, the music that pumps you up, that makes you confident. You know what I mean? That's an easy thing that she recommended in this book. And I'm like, yeah, a soundtrack to your life. It makes perfect sense. When I'm sad, I put on sad music and I lean into it and I sob and I cry. When I'm happy, I put on happy music and I really like feel it and it pumps me up. So give yourself a soundtrack if you're having self-doubt. Put on like, you know, Bulletproof or whatever, or Carrie Underwood or whatever serves you, you know? Okay, you know what's crazy? We've already hit half an hour and I have so many more questions to answer. So guess what? You're going to have to tune in next week. because we have so many questions and I love them. Y'all covered so many crazy things. You asked me all kinds of questions and I'm happy to answer them. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening. Please let me know what you think of these minis. If you have ideas for them, you can DM me on the Natch Butte Instagram. You can email me at jackie@natchbutte.com. I've been really behind on my emails and I'm so sorry. And I 100% think it's because of my nails. I have a MacBook Pro and it has very flat keys. And I literally can't hit the keys with my nails, even though my nails aren't even that long. So then I'm like, well, do I cut my nails shorter in order to serve my career? These emails, but I really like the length they are, so it's a stressful situation. So DM me on Natch Butte Instagram, jackie@natchbutte.com. Let me know if you have ideas, if you're enjoying these. Just let me know, because feedback is helpful. And once again, thank you so much for listening. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And I don't think I'm going to be doing songs on the minis, because, you know, that's a lot of covers. Who am I, Weird Al? We're doing our best. But thank you for listening. I'll see you Thursday, honey, in 3 days. Get excited! Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.